朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
你知道在没有光的时候，
So you know that without light,
很多时候我们都以为没事。
Many times we think everything is okay.
我们甚至享受它。
We even enjoy it.
等到我们真放到光底下的时候，我们才知道其实它的本质是可怕的。
But whenever we come under the light and we see the horrible nature of darkness.
但是再怎么样，这都是外面的。
ButAnyways, these are all darkness in the material world.
但是我们生命里面的黑暗，有一首诗歌说我们里面的生命是如夜的生命，像深夜一样的生命。
But yet the darkness within us, there's a song talks about it. It says like the night.
大概在三十多年前，那时候我们家里面有一些不同教会的弟兄姊妹，有时候周末会聚在一起，我们追求主哈。
More than 30 years ago, our house used to host.A pursue meeting and where brothers and sisters from different churches will come.
有一次我跟于师母两个要回台湾去。
my wife and I were about to go back to Taiwan.
就是说我们第二天要回台湾。
Maybe it was like next day we were going back to Taiwan.
我们花了功夫把行李箱都打包好了，好满满的，已经不能再放东西了。
So we spent time to pack up our luggages. It was so packed that we cannot squeeze anything more.
然后那天晚上，结果我就接到一个追求聚会里面的弟兄打电话来。
And that night we received a phone call from the brother who comes to our meeting.
他说：“于弟兄啊，听说你明天要回台湾去，是吧
？”Brother, you, I heard that you're going back to Taiwan tomorrow.
他说：“你行李都准备好了吗？”
Are you all packed up?
我就想又来了，又是要拖我们带东西回台湾去的。
Then I thought to myself, oh, here comes again. Someone asked me to bring a package.
我常常为了帮人家带东西很辛苦，因为我是最喜欢行李简单的人。
Because I like to travel light, therefore it's hard for me to carry a lot of baggage.
上次我们中间有一个姊妹，她现在不在了。我到纽约去，她说：“于弟兄，你帮我回来带一个小东西好，我妈妈托人家。”
Last time there was a sister. When I went to New York, and the sister now she's not within us with us, and she says, "King, when you come back, can you bring back a small package?"
她帮我比的就差不多就是这么大。
She says it's just about this size.
等到她那个朋友送来的是这么大哈。
But when her friend came, the package was actually this big.
我必须当另外一件行李托运才行。
I had to check in as another luggage.
所以当她那天晚上，我第二天就要走了，她打电话来，她说：“你行李准备好了吗？”我就心里就怪她，为什么都要 last minute 才来。
So that night, when the brother called me, "Are you all packed up?" And then I kind of had this grudge. Why is that always last minute?
我心里面就埋怨她。
So I started to complain.
没有想到她跟我讲，她说：“于弟兄，因为我今天被公司 lay off 了。”
But surprisingly, he told me, "Brother, you today I got laid off by the company."
他说我明天有空，你需不需要我给你 ride 到机场去？
But he says, "So I will be free tomorrow. Do you need a ride to the airport tomorrow?"
你都不晓得那一刹那，神光照我，让我觉得我真的 so ugly， 这么糟糕，这么败坏的生命。
Can you imagine at that moment the light of the Lord shine and expose what a horrible and ugly person I am?
人家被 lay off 了，还关心我有没有 ride。
This brother got laid off, and he even cared if I had ride to the airport.
弟兄姊妹，但是我里面的败坏远超过这个。
But yet, actually, the corrupted nature within me is far worse than what I told you.
圣经上告诉我们，神就是光。
Yeah, the Bible says God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
With him, there's no darkness.
而且这个光是越照越明在我们里面。
And this light will continue to shine brighter and brighter within us.
我们这一生属灵的路。
On our way.
一面来说，我们的确是蒙恩恩上加恩的路。
Yes, this is a path of grace that we will receive grace upon grace.
的确是得生命的路啊，得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
This is a path that we will receive life and life more abundant.
但是也是我们一生都在蒙光照的生命。
This is also a path where we continue to be enlightened and exposed by God's light.
这个光越照越明，照在我们每一个隐秘处，才发现原来我是这么可怕的人。
And this light will continue to shine on us and expose us to that that every secret corner will be exposed to see that how corrupt we are. 你越被神光照，你就越谦卑，越柔软下来。The more we're being exposed by this light, the more we will humble before God.
你越被神光照呢，你指头就越不敢指着别人。
The more we're being enlightened, exposed, then we dare not to point our fingers at others.
我就记得我三十年前跟玉师母在另外一个教会的时候，一个老姊妹讲的，她说，在光明中的人。看黑暗中的人看得清楚呢，还是在黑暗中的人看光明中的人看得清楚呢？
I always remember an elderly sister told us more than 30 years ago. It's easier for someone who are in the dark to look at someone in the light, or is it easier for someone who walking in the light to see another person in darkness?
晚上你在客厅点着灯看黑暗的院子里面的人看得清楚呢，还是在院子黑暗的人看你在客厅灯底下的人清楚呢？
At night, when you are in the living room full of light, is it easier for someone who is in the dark your backyard looking at you, or is it easier for you to look at someone?In the dark backyard.
所以如果你听到一个人一天到晚都在批评论断别人，你知道我们的弟兄或姊妹还是不够在光明中。
So if someone continues to blame and complain, then maybe he or she is not really living in the full light.
神就是光。
God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
With him there's no darkness.
神就是光。
God is light.
而这个光越照越明，在我们的里面。
And the light will continue to shine brighter and brighter within us.
所以，当主耶稣说我就是世界的光。
When Jesus says, "I am the light of the world."
凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里。
Anyone who follows me will not be in darkness.
必要得到生命的光。
But will receive the light of life.
在这句话里面。
In this statement.
除了我们刚才讲到，他是天上来的荣光，属天的光。
Besides that, he is the light.The day spring from above.
他从高天临到我们。
He's from above and come down to visit us.
这一节的圣经又帮我们补充了三个特点。
This statement, this verse also tells us three more points.
第一个讲到他是世界的光。
That he is the light of the world.
这个光是为着万民的，为着整个世代的，为着所有人类的。
This light is for all generations. It's for all people, for all the world.
所以当以赛亚在那里说，看啊，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
So when as Isaiah says, "Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness over the people."
但是神的荣耀却要发光来照亮我们。
But yet the glory of God will come and shine on us.
神说你们的光已经来到了。
The Lord says, "Your light has already come."
因为他差他的儿子来到我们中间。
Because he has sent his son to us.
这个光已经临到这个黑暗的时代了。
The light has already visited this dark world.
这个光是为着整个世代的。
And this light is for the whole world.
第二个，这个光它是一个生命的光。
And this light is the light of life.
换句话说，这个光是活的，也是活的。
And this light is also a living being.
圣经上讲到的黑暗是活的，圣经上讲到的光也是活的。
In the Bible, the darkness that it refers to is a living being, and the light is also living.
黑暗是属于那空中执政掌权者的恶魔。
Because the darkness is about this.Devil who holds the power of darkness in the heavens.
而光是属于我们的主。
And yet this light is about our Lord.
他不是说我把光赐给你们，他说我就是这个光。
He's not saying that I give you light. It's just I am the light.
所以这个光是一个 living person, 是一个活的。
So this light is a living person. He is living.
马拉基书说他公义的日头出现，他的光线带着医治的能力。
So in the book of Malachi it says the light of the righteousness will appear and then with the healing power.
所以光照在我们身上不光显明我们的本相，显明我们的处境。
So the light comes to us not just to expose our true being.
圣经上说了他的光线带着医治的能力。
And yet this light has power to heal.
你看世界上的人都在找我们麻烦，尤其是我们的对头。
We see that everyone seems to find troubles. They're making us.
他们用手电筒、用探照灯在身上找我们的问题。
Because the world is trying to find faults within us.
找到错就指责我们。
So the world, whenever they find faults within us, they will accuse us.
找到错就来想把我们打下来。
So if they find fault in us, they want to.Strike us down.
但这决定不是耶稣所做的事情。
But this is not what Jesus wants to do.
他的光是一个最完全的光。
His light is a perfect light.
没有黑暗可以在他面前存留的。
No darkness would be able to stand before this light.
所以当我们带着黑暗的行为、黑暗的生命来到他光中的时候，
so whenever we come before this light with dark light, with dark life, a dark behavior,
这个光为我们赶逐黑暗，这个光来医治我们的黑暗。
This light will cast away the darkness, and this light will heal us.
因为它的光线带着医治的能力。
Because this light has power to heal.
不管我们身上有多少败坏的本性，
no matter how much.Corruption our nature has.
当我们被带到光中的时候，
whenever we're brought into this light,
这个光为我们赶逐黑暗，
this light will cast away darkness,
要来医治我们的黑暗的病，
will come to heal us the sickness of dark.
第三个，这个光是越照越明，
and this light will continue to shine brighter and brighter.
他说，凡跟从我的，
says anyone who follows me,
就不在黑暗里行，
will no longer walk in darkness.
你就晓得这个光是一直往前的，
therefore we know that this light will continue to move forward.
它不是停在那里的，
it does not just stay there.
它是一直往前走的，
will continue to move forward.
所以我们需要跟随，
therefore we need to follow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你发现很多人起头走得很好。
We may see many Christians will start very well.
哦，非常爱主，对付自己。
They love the Lord and they deal with themselves.
但是走了一段时间以后，你发现他慢下来。
But after a while, you see that they slow down.
而这个慢下来，常常就把我们带到了很多悲惨的结果。
And this slowing down oftentimes brings us to some tragic results.
假装你现在在一个很深的黑夜里面。
Imagine you are in a very deep dark
在旷野里面，伸手见不到五指啊。
And you are in this wilderness that you cannot see anything.
圣经上讲到黑暗，有时候形容这是一个惊人的黑暗啊。
And then, the Bible sometimes describes darkness as a dreadful darkness.
或者说那个黑暗似乎是摸得着的黑暗，黑到一个地步，你好像摸得到它。
It was so dark as if it's tangible.
假装就在那个黑暗的环境里面。
Imagine you are in such darkness.
突然有一盏灯点起来。
All of a sudden, there's a light.
那我们靠近这个光。
And then we approach this light.
我们脱离了黑暗的这个情景。
Therefore, we depart from darkness.
然后我们发现这个光在往前走。
And we notice that this light is moving forward.
如果你不跟着它，
if you do not follow closely,
你就跟光越来越远。
Then the distance between you and the light will be greater.
什么时候我们跟光越来越远？
Whenever we are becoming farther and farther away from the light.
什么时候我们就越来越在黑暗中？
Then more and more we are back to the darkness.
所以我们刚开始我们以为还好，只是慢一点点。
Initially, we might think it's okay if we're just slowing down a little bit.
我们虽然没有原来那么亮，但是至少还看得到。
Even though the light is not as bright as before, but at least it's visible. I can see the light still.
但是慢慢，逐渐，我们跟光越来越远了。
But gradually, we're farther and farther away from this light.
最终我们又落在完全的黑暗里面。
Eventually, we fall back to complete darkness.
这就是为什么起头跑得好，后来跌倒的。
That's the reason some Christians will have a good start but yet stumble.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们要求神怜悯我们，这个光是越照越明。
May the Lord have mercy on us. This light shall be brighter and brighter.
这个光是一直往前的。
This light continues to move forward.
我们不跟它。
If we do not follow,
黑暗就来掳掠我们。
And the darkness will come to capture us.
我们跟着它。
If we follow,
这个光不仅仅把我们引到平安的路上。
Not only that, this light will lead us onto the way of peace.
这个光越照越明。
The light will become brighter and brighter.
所以当我们面对这样子的一个光的时候，
So when we face this light,
我们应该怎么样子来面对它？
How should we respond?
第一件事情，
First,
我们主动的来就近它，接受光照。
We actively and proactively follow and come to the light and receive the light.
我们需要主动的来跟随它。
We have to take the initiative.We have to be actively following.
主动的来就近他。
And we take the initiative to come closer.
这个是神不能替我们，不能勉强我们的。
And that is not something God will force us to.
若有人跟从我，他把权力交给我们。
Therefore, Jesus says, "If anyone, so you have the ownership."
你说为什么神要容许要 create 黑暗呢？
But then you might say, why did God create darkness?
弟兄姊妹，其实以前很多福音朋友也问过我们这个问题。
Many gospel friends ask us this question too.
神为什么要容许撒旦存在？
Why did God allow Satan to even exist?
神为什么要创造黑暗？
Why did God even create darkness?
其实黑暗不需要创造的。
Actually, darkness is not created.
什么时候它跟离开光，黑暗就出现了？
Whenever there's no light, that is darkness.
所以我们要除去黑暗。
So, in order to get rid of darkness,
我们也不是靠自己的力量去除去黑暗。
We cannot by our own strength to get rid of
darkness. 只要有光，黑暗就走了。
Whenever there's light, there will be no darkness.
所以你看，现在我们是亮的。
Now we are in light.
对不起，我今天没有带不是道具啊，带这个教材来。我本来应该带一个盒子给你们看的。
I was planning to bring a box.
这个盒子如果盖子全部打开了，你们看里面看得清清楚楚的。
If the box is unlit, then you can see the inside very clearly.
因为它向着光是敞开的。
Because the box without the lid would be completely open to the light.
但是光还在，太阳还在，我把盖子盖起来。
But if I cover the box, even though the light is still there, the sun is still there.
黑暗就出现了。
But then there's darkness in the box.
外面通通没改变，太阳还在，光还在。
The sources of light continue to remain.
但是什么时候它跟光一隔绝，黑暗就出现了。
But whenever there's a separation between the light, there's darkness.
你要怎么样把里面的黑暗赶掉呢？
How do you get rid of the darkness within the box?
你骂它没有用，你恨它没有用。
There's no way if you just hate it or rebuke it.
你只要把盒子向着光再打开，黑暗就走了。
Just open up the lid and then.Tilt the box to the light, and then the darkness will go away.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要怎么样脱离我们暧昧不明的行为？要怎么样脱离黑暗的生活呢？
So how do we depart from our dark life?
我们在那里说，我恨恶黑暗，我恨恶黑暗，没有用的。
It's useless if we say I hate the darkness in my life. It's useless.
我们生命是黑的，环境是黑的。
Because our life is dark and the environment is dark.
但是我们要来就近光。
But come to the light.
所以圣经上里面告诉我们，凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但是行真理的必来救光。
But then the Bible tells us that anyone who does the evil will hate light and will not come to the light. But anyone who does righteousness will approach the light.
当我们真的 approach.
When we really approach the light,
当我们从背向光变成面向光的时候，黑暗就去了。
When we turn our back from the light, to the darkness, so that we face the light.
我记得培明弟兄讲他们以前孩子小的时候，带他散步哈，这个远离路灯的时候，黑暗影子越来越长，大概是 Jackie 吧，就吓得哭了。
I remember Brother James.Told a story that when his daughter was little, that one day he took his daughter walking in the evening, and then whenever they walk further away from the light, there was so much darkness that the kid would be so afraid to.
然后我们弟兄就很智慧，把女儿 turn around 面向路灯，所有的黑暗就过去了。
Our brother was so wise; he just turned around so that the daughter would face the light, and all the darkness would be behind them.
今天我们是一样的。
And it's the same way today.
如果我们厌恶黑暗在我们身上给我们的伤害，
If we hate the damage, the hurt that the darkness has brought to our life,
我们要来救光。
We just come to the light.
我刚刚想起一节经文，我们来读一下好不好？
I remember a verse. Let's read together.
以弗所书第五章，大家不久以前才读过的。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章第八节。
Verse 8.
到十四节，我念给你们听。
14.
从前你们是暧昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人就当像光明的子女，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。总要查验何为主所喜悦的事，那暧昧无益的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的就是提起来也是可耻的。凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。所以我相信我们个人每一个人都有很多暗中所行或是提起来是可耻的事。
I'm sure every one of us has some things that we're ashamed of.
可能不见得是事情，是我们的思想。
It might not be something that we did, but maybe our thoughts.
啊，你可能只有贼心，没有贼胆，所以但是犯罪的意念都在脑子里面。
Maybe we never committed any crime, but we did have the thoughts because we are all sinful in our nature and in our thoughts.
但是光来，它是要显明这一切。
But yet, light came to expose all of
us. 他说，一切能显明的就是光。
Because only light can expose all.
真正能赶逐黑暗的就是光。
And only light can cast away darkness.
所以主耶稣说，凡作恶的便恨光，不来救光。
Therefore Jesus says, any evildoers will hate the light and will not come to the light.
因为他怕他的行为受责备。
Because they're being afraid of, they're afraid of being exposed.
弟兄姊妹，我真的求求大家，好，我们真的都是黑暗的生命，处在黑暗的时代中。
Brothers and sisters, let us all realize that we are dark, and then we live in this darkness.
今天我们受到的伤害不是只是行为上，只是声明上，被别人瞧不起，或是做得不好而已。
The damages that we receive are not just the outward actions.
而是这是一个权势。
But the darkness is actually a power.
黑暗不光是一种境界，是一种性质的问题。
Darkness is not just a realm; it's of a nature.
它是一个权势，它是一个生命。
It's a power and it's a life.
所以只要有一点黑暗留在里面，
so if there's any darkness remaining,
它早晚会蔓延，早晚会扩展，早晚会 overtake， 把我们这个人给掳去的。
Eventually, it will grow, spread, and overtake us.
所以大卫在神的面前有一个这么好的祷告。
So, King David has such a wonderful prayer before the Lord.
诗篇一百三十九篇二十四节，神啊，求你鉴察我。
Psalm 139 verses 23 and 24 it says, Oh God, search me.
Search me.
Search me.
敢不敢叫神来 search 我们
Do we dare to ask God to search us?
知道我的心思试验我知道我的意念看在我里面还有什么恶行没有然后引导我走永生的道路
Search me and know my heart. Try me to know my anxieties to see if there's any wicked way within me.And lead me on this way everlasting.
不管今天早上聚会之前我们属灵光景如何
Regardless what kind of spiritual conditions we were in before this meeting.
不管我们里面属灵的生命跟神的关系如何
Whatever our relationship with the Lord would be.
我们求主给我们一颗真正需要他的心我们来就近光
Please, may the Lord give us a heart that truly needs Him so that we are willing to approach the light.
我们不仅仅住在光中我们行在光中
Not only that, we will abide in the light, we will walk in the light.
所以诗篇三十六篇第九节也说到在你那里有生命的源头在你的光中我们必得见光
For Psalm 36 verse 9, it says, With you is the fountain of life.In your light, we see light.
当我们住在光中，这是讲到一个长久的一种状态。我们愿意活在光中。
When we say we abide in the light, it's a continual long-term state that we remain in the light.
而且行在光中。
And then we walk in the light.
所以当这个时候，任何时候有黑暗，我相信我们里面一定会发现的。
If we remain in the light, if there's any darkness intruding, we will detect it.
因为在他的光中，我们必得见光。这个光是越照越明的。
Because in his light, we will see light, and this light will shine brighter every day.
从另外一个角度来说，这个光既然是生命，既然是越照越明，你越走，生命越丰富的。
On the other hand, since this light is a life, so if we continue to walk in the light, our life will become more and more abundant.
越走越充满了平安和喜乐。
Our life will, become more and more full of joy and peace.
所以等一下我们要唱一首诗歌，上行又上行，它是一直往上走的。
We're gonna sing a song to show that we'll continue to move forward and upward.
哦，因为我们走在光中。
Because we walk in the light.
因为我们住在光中。
And we abide in the light.
第三个，这个光需要持续用心的来跟随它。
And we need to follow attentively.This light.
我们说了这个光是一直往前去的
Because this light will continue to move forward.
所以我们不仅仅行在光中
So not only that we walk in the light
不仅仅住在光中
Not only we abide in the light
而且我们真正成为刚才以弗所书第五章说的成为光明之子
We will become children of light like the book of Ephesians
我们整个身里面生命里面就是光明的是透明的
And that our life will be full of light It's transparent
成为光明之子结出光明的果子来
That we will become children of light We will yield the fruit of light
所以如果主最近光照我们什么
So if the Lord exposes
不要让它随便过去
Don't let it pass by so easily
盯住这个光
Focus on this light
紧紧地跟随这个光
Attentively follow closely
你发现这个光要除去我们的黑暗
And this light will cast away the darkness
把我们从黑暗中死荫里带出来引到平安的路上
That it will lead us from the darkness and the shadow of death and then walk on this path of everlasting
不要拒绝光
Do not reject the light
不要不跟随它
And do not stop following
当我们每一次顺服这个光跟随这个光的时候
Every time we submit submit and follow this light.
我决定相信我们里面充满了平安，充满了喜乐。
I'm sure we will be full of joy and peace.
而这个光真的就是越照越明。
And this light will shine brighter all the time.
我记得 Brother Ernest 来的时候讲到旧约，以色犹大国一共有八个好王。
I remember during the retreat, Brother Ernest says that there are actually good.Eight good kings in the kingdom of Judah.
其中有一个叫亚萨王。
One of them is King Asa.
他跟他的儿子约沙法王都是犹大很好的王。
And then he and his son Jehoshaphat, they were good kings in the kingdom of Judah.
在他登基以后的41年里面，前面35年他都是行耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
He was on the throne for 41 years, and the first 30 years he was doing everything right in the sight of God.
但在他做完第36年的时候
，But while he was on the throne the 36 years,
他开始慢慢不依靠神了。
He started not to trust and lean on the Lord.
神差先知责备他，他把先知关到监狱里去。
God sent prophet to rebuke him, and he just imprisoned the prophet.
他生病呢，也不依靠神。
He got sick. He did not trust in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能都走得很好。
Brothers and sisters, we might be okay and walking.
但是什么时候我们离开了光
？But whenever we depart from the light.
什么时候我们跟不上光
？Whenever we fail to follow the light.
什么时候黑暗就开始出现了
？That is the time when darkness appears.
而这个黑暗也是越来越黑。
And the darkness will also become darker and darker.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
凡跟从我的
，anyone who follows me，
就不在黑暗里行。
Will not walk in darkness.
他必要得到生命的光。
He will receive the light of life.
所以我也希望在我们结束的时候
，before we end today，
我们都在主的面前有一个祷告。
That we will have a prayer before God.
神啊，求你鉴察我。
Lord, search me.
知道我的心思。
Know my heart.
试炼我。
Try me.
知道我的意念。
Know my anxieties.
看在我里面还有什么恶行没有。
To see if there's any wickedness within me.
引导我走永生的道路。
Lead me on the way everlasting.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。